Breaking news in the COVID pandemic. Tonight, the FDA is authorizing a wider use of Pfizer's booster vaccine, allowing it to be used for patients 65 and older and other high-risk Americans. A CDC advisory committee could vote on the use of a third shot of the vaccine on Thursday. The Biden administration has been pushing for the third shot to be authorized for the general population. But the World Health Organization has strongly objected to giving a third shot when poor countries don't have enough vaccine for their first. And there's a startling figure tonight. The U.S. is again seeing more than 2,000 Americans die from COVID every day. CBS's Nancy Chen leads off our coverage from New York City.
Tonight, the Food and Drug Administration has given the green light for a Pfizer vaccine booster shot, but the authorized use is limited to people over the age of 65 and those at high risk for severe illness, which an advisory committee had recommended last week. Meanwhile, President Biden held a virtual summit with world leaders on ending the global pandemic. He also made this pledge.
The United States is buying another 500 million doses of Pfizer to donate to low and middle-income countries around the world.
The Delta variant surge appears to be peaking nationally, according to researchers advising the CDC. They say cases and deaths will steadily decline now and continue through March without a significant winter surge. But in states like Kentucky, conditions remain critical. Inside St. Clair Regional Medical Center, ICU beds are full and the staff is overwhelmed.
You can't ask nurses to take care of any more people than they're already taking care of.
Which is why the Kentucky National Guard has come to help out. For Sergeant Darren Cushard, this is personal.
It kind of just hits you a little harder when it's your hometown. I personally know at least 5 people with COVID that's in this hospital right now.
In Kentucky, 91% of those 65 and older have received at least one vaccine dose. Among those 18 to 29, it's just 51%. Many of the unvaccinated wind up here. 29-year-old Samantha Wendell never made it home.